Gvulin ki avoidus beis hamigdash. The pasuk says avoidus maton etanas kunascha means when your kohen eats the truma, it's called that you're doing avoidah. Yeah, that's this pasuk about avoidus maton etanas meson. The Zohar Kor of Yumas that eating truma is considered like an avoidah. So that's why Samela, that's what Reb Tarfon said as doing an avoidah last night means he was eating truma. And Rashi says avoidus matonam matnas kuna shenasati lochem harayen kavoidah. Samela, that's why Yeshua holds that if a cholol eats truma, the reason why he's potter is because b'shas he ate it, he did an avoidah that the Torah says a poil yod of tirtzam, an avoidah of a chol is kosher. Calls the man he did not know that he was a cholol, his avoidah is kosher. Gets the Gemara comes out, the Yechon's doom, we don't know exactly which Tana he's going according to. And that's what Yechon says again, if you boil your Yevimtoin, if you think you're doing Mitzvah Yibum, and it comes out she was a Nida, really it's not very to do it, so Rav Yechon still says you're Potter, still called the Toyim B'dva Mitzvah. We don't have any Mokka, we don't know who he says it according to. So the more weiter. Our Mishnah says, Shochetu Shtoy Loichlev. If you took this Korban Pesach, an Erev Pesach that was Shabbos, and you shechted it the apostle, Shloi Lechlev, you had in mind, only for people that can't eat a korban, so the Mishnah says, Yechayiv. For the Gemara Pshita, Tivon, the Hossam, apostle, Lechichayiv. Since it's apostle korban Pesach, you shechted it with the wrong machshav, you thought it should only be for people that can't eat the korban, so it's not called a toy b'dva mitzvah, like you're making clearly a apostle korban here, so man, that's Poshadak Yechayiv on Shabbos. So what do you have to say it for? And the Gemara, Mishum, the Tone Sefer Potter, Tone Reishichayiv. Since the Sefer says that you're potter, it says in the Reishit Yechayiv. What's the Sefer? For the Marbonami Pshita, even the Sefer is also poshid. The Sefer says, if you make the Shchita al Manastat lo'oichlov, v'shloi lo'oichlov. You shech the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach Shabbos, and you say two kavonis. There are 10 people there, for the 5 people that could eat, for the 5 people that can't eat. So Lachar is, since the Korban is kosher, therefore you're potter on Shabbos. For the Gemara of Onani Pshita, Mishum Nosan Kosher, since the Halacha is it's a kosher carbon, you can shech the carbon Pesach, L'shem Oichlov, and Shvei Loichlov, it's kosher, so Hochi Potter, Avadi, if you do this on Shabbos, Avadi, you potter from Chattis. Like, what's the Havimino? You're not doing anything wrong. Elozat the Gemara, Ella, I did the Tony Shochetu, Shloi Lishmoi, since the beginning of our Mishnah, it says over Chiddish, that if you shech the carbon Pesach, Shloi Lishmoi, you take the carbon Pesach and you shech the L'shem Mishlomim. The Shabbos, then we say there what Yechayiv is Torinami Shtoy Loichlev. That's why the Sefer also said the Dinah Shtoy Loichlev. For the Gemara of Igufa Lomli, of the Zer Lechura, the Reisha, the Mishnah is also a Kasha then. What's the Chiddush in the Reisha, the Mishnah? If you took a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach that Shabbos, and you take your Korban Pesach and you shechted L'shem Mishlomim, the Lachar is this Korban is Possel. You just Possel your Korban Pesach. So now that you shechted on Shabbos, you did an Aveira. You made a Shechita on Shabbos that you have no heter to do it today. It's not a Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah says Yechayiv. For the Gemara, Pshita, Vav Yechayiv Chattis. Like, why not? Like, it's a kosh, it's a postal carbon. And the Gemara, Mishum, the Kaboya, the Flugei, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua. Because the Mishnah later wants to say the Chidushim of the opposite case. Where you took a Korban Shlomim on Erev Pesach Shabbos. And you shechted this korban shlomim l'shem a pesach. You made a mistake and you thought this was a pesach. And you shechted l'shem a korban pesach. That's called the toyeh b'dva mitzvah. You thought you're doing a mitzvah right now. That's the chiddush. That your blazer hole still yechayev achatis. But mice, you took a korban shlomim and you shechted it on Shabbos. You have no right to bring a shlomim on Shabbos. It's called you didn't have on Shabbos. Good, it's b'shegeg. It's yechayev achatis. The Chiddush is Rabbi Yeshua. That's the new Chiddush. No, Rabbi Yeshua holds, even though you took this Korban Shlomim and you made a Shechita on Shabbos, that's one of the Av Malachis, still he holds your potter from Achatis. Why? The new Svara, Toyeh B'dva Mitzvah. Since you thought that this Korban is a Korban Pesach, and it's a mitzvah to bring it, and the mice you did do a Ksas Mitzvah, because the Halacha is a Shlomim that's brought Shaloi L'Shmoi is kosher, so since you did do a Ksas Mitzvah, that's Rabbi Yeshua's Chiddush in the Mishnah, that you potter from Achatis. That's why the Mishnah says all these other cases. The other cases are Pshita. Now this case is the one Chiddush. And because of this one Chiddush, it says all the other cases of the Mishnah. Omalei Ravuna Bar Chinano Lebrei. Ki Azlis Lekaim Med Reb Zrika. So Ravuna Bar Chinano told his son that when you go in front of the Reb Zrika, Boyimine, ask him this question. What's the question? Ledivre Yoimer Mekalkal Bechabura Potter. So Machlekes Negomor and Shabbos. That usually, when all the lama tells malacha, the lacha is makalkul is potter. If you do a malacha, just a kilku, just destruction, you're potter. The Torah was only mechayiv on Shabbos, malachas machsheves, chashev a malacha is to do something. Just to kill, you break something, you potter. One man yama says lo chutz mi chabura. Chabura is chayiv. Because I'm not going to go into it now. He learns it out from Mila. You see, the Torah needs a new pasuk. You're allowed to make a Mila on Shabbos. Without the new pasuk, it would be yosser. What's the Mila? It's a chabura. You're just cutting. So one man yama says chabura is chayiv on Shabbos even mekilko. The other man yama says no. By a Mila, it's called a tikkun. You're masaking the goof. You're making the goof better. So that's why you would have been chayiv on Shabbos. I need a pasuk that Mila is mutter on Shabbos. But Mila is not called a kilkel, it's called you being making a tikkun, you're fixing up the body. But that man the Yama says, if you make a chabura, you just do destruction, means even if you cut something, just destructing it, it's called your potter. So yes, the kasha, according to that man the Yama, that mekalka the chabura potter, what's going to be in our Mishnah case of shochatosh leil oichlov? Our Mishnah says, if you shecht your korban pesach on Shabbos, and you do it with the wrong machshava, you have in mind now only for the people that can't eat from it. That the locher is chayiv. Our Mishnah says, "Avizoy, you did this on Shabbos. Your mamish mechalo Shabbos. This korban pesach, you just passed it. It's not a kosher pesach. You're shechting it now for the people that can't eat it. You pass the korban." So our Mishnah says, "You chayiv chatas on Shabbos." Here's the kasha. My tikkun. What kind of tikkun did he make? The churat shakasha according to Raman the Yama. He just made a kilkel here. He cut the animal. He made a shechita here. That's called a kilkel. You made a chaburu. You cut, you shechted the animal. You made no tikkun at all. The animal's a pasta current pesta. We can't eat it. The shechita didn't do anything. So why does Al-Mishnah say yechayiv? The churat didn't do anything. Just see Rashi. The first, mekalkel bechabura. Ho'isa chabura b'shabbos. Lekalkalo, somebody cuts something on Shabbos, just to calculate it, shein the masakni, not be masakni, I think potter. That man says you potter. V'yein choyvel, when you have a chayv, if you choyvel, you make blood come out of somebody, v'shom Shabbos, ele shoychtoy shem masakin, either when you shecht an animal on Shabbos, that's good. But that's called a tikkun. The shechita now is mat, you teach to meat. So you would do a regular shechita on Shabbos, a regular behema, that's good, you chayv. But that's not called a kilku, you're not just on killing the animal, you're making the animal edible. But the kasha here is, this is a korban pesach that's kosher. Now that you shechted it, shalei loichlov, the korban is posel. What do you have to do with it? You have to burn it. Nobody could eat it. So who the shechita here didn't do anything. So you should be potter then. Rashi, oy choybu bebehema, v'tzorach ladam, lachil lekalboy. Another case that you chayiv is, if you make you take an animal and make a cut there to get the blood out, you want to give it to your dog. So that's called, you want the chabura. That's when you chayiv. But a regular chabura stam, you punch somebody and make blood come out, that man the Yom holds your potter on Shabbos. So the kashi here is, why are you chayiv in our Mishnah? What tikkun did you do? And the Gemara, no, tikkun, you did some tikkun here, the shechita did something to the animal. Imolu lo yerdu. The loch is by kodshim, that even though this pesach is a posla pesach, but the mice after the shechita, you take out the emurim, the fats, the loch is, if you put it on top of them as beyach, b'diyevet, it's a good avoidah. That's loch im olu. Once it was put on top of the mizbeach, the din is lo yerdu. Halach and kachim. You don't take it down anymore. Now, what gave this din to say when these fats get on top of the mizbeach, you're allowed to burn them, tak, you don't have to take them down? It's only because of the shechita. So the shechita did do something. Rashi says, tikkun, to call hakabona shenislu b'yazora. Any korban that first became possible in the base of Mikdash itself, if by b'dievet the kahanim took the fats of the animal and put it on top of the mizbeach la'aktir, almanas to be marked with to burn it, the loch is lo yerdu. You're not supposed to take it down. So why do we have such a loch here that if these fats went up only because of the shechita? So therefore, this chabur is not called a complete kilkum. It's called a meister shechita did something and made some tikkun. That's why it's good our mission. That's why you chayiv. Because when you shecht kochim, even though it's a posel shechita, but it did do something, that now these fats, when they get on top of them as mizbeach, you don't take them down, but you're supposed to burn them. For the Gemara, the Mishnah also says, shechetu v'nimtza bal mum chayiv. If you shechted an animal, it came out to be a bal mum, on Shabbos, say you chayiv. Is the Chura, my tikkun, tikkun? What my tikkun? What kind of tikkun? The Chura, here, if you shechted a bal mum, even the fats you put on them as mizbeach, the din is yerdu. You have to take it down. So Chura, here, you didn't do anything at all. And the Gemara, yes, we're talking about tikkun, bidukin, shabayin. We're talking about a special type of a bal mum. Not any mum where it's missing a limb. We're talking about only an animal that had a slit in its eye. Bidukin, shabayin. V'alibu the Rebbe Kiva, according to Rebbe Kiva, shita di omar, imolo lo yerdu. The sugyim zvochim learns out from sukim that this mum, if the animal only has a split in its eyelid, so such a mum, Rebbe Kiva says, even though you're not supposed to bring it for korban, if you make a shechita and the fats of that animal, they put on the mizbeach, the din is taka lo yerdu. Let it stay, then you're supposed to burn it. So that's what we're talking about. Such a bal mum. the Yeshchita did something, because the Yeshchita now the din is a malo lo yerdu. For the Gemara, it says, right we had before, Shachatu v'nimishvi says, Shachatu v'nimsa treifam, v'asei sepotim. If you shechted the Korban Pesach, and it came out to be a treif, as if the treif was inside the animal, you're potter. But that's called an onus. How were you supposed to know it wasn't a treifam? To diyik, ha'begilu chayiv. But let's say after you bought your Korban Pesach, you found that it was a treifa that you couldn't notice beforehand. So the Mishnah says Yechayiv. Why? Because you brought it on Shabbos now, and you have no right to bring this Korban on Shabbos. It's a treifa. A treifa is possible. For the Gemara, my tikkun, what kind of tikkun do you make here? Since this animal is a treifa, it's not a psul that happened now in the Beis Hamikdash. It was a treifa from before. A treifa in the din is avadim olu. If you take those fats and put it on the avadim mizbeach, yerdu, you have to take it right down. Because treifas didn't happen to psul right now. It was a treifa from before it came to the Beis Hamikdash. So akhuru, the shchit you did to a treifa did not help you at all. So why does it say before, if you do it on Shabbos, yechayiv, this chabur is a complete kilkum. The shchita, you didn't do with anything by making the shchita. And the Gemara, yes, tikin lohitzim de nevela. I tell you, did something. It took away the tumas nevela. The loch is when an animal dies by itself, the boser is tummy. It has loch a tumas nevela. If you touch this metamayum, if you made a shchita on the animal though, the shchita on any animal, even though it's a postal animal, it's osetidit, but a koponim did something, it has no tumas nevela. That's the chil to a neshchut and a nevela. So mainly here, the shchita did something. The shchita took off the tumas nevela. Mask of La Ravina, but how's another kashadom? Ho de Tanya, we learned the Mishnah of Raisa in the Gemara, Chulun brings down, somebody did this thing on Shabbos. Ha shoychet chattis b'Shabbos. Somebody took a korban chattis and made the shchita on Shabbos. Bachutz. This is one avera. Yeshecht in kotrim machutz. He shechted outside the Beis Hamikdash. Le'avoy de Zorah. The second aver he did now, he took this chattis and made a shchit l'shem avoyde zoro. Is chayev ola gimo chatois. He's chayev three chatois. Why? One is because he did this on Shabbos, and you have no right to shecht avoyde zoro on Shabbos. Or even a chattis, you can't bring a chattis on Shabbos. So one chet you did is you brought it on Shabbos. Second chet is you shecht the chutz from the Beis Hamikdash. The third chet is you did l'shem avoyde zoro. In the case where you were shegig, you forgot, you didn't know these are things that are averis, he's chayev three chatois. For the Gemara, my tikkun. Here it's shver. What tikkun do you have? This animal right now, you can't eat it. Your mama shech l'shem avoy dezora. When you shech l'shem avoy dezora, the animal is still tummy. So this shchita did not even take off the tumas nevelon. Because an animal that you shech l'shem avoy dezora, it has mamish tumas, it has tumas avoy dezora on it. So since it's still tummy, the shchita did absolutely nothing. So the kasher is, why you chayef for Shabbos? It's called mamish akilku. You didn't do anything. Amar Rav Avira, no. Shemoitziya midi eva menachai. It did a koponim something. So Rashi says, midi eva menachai, before Rashi, my tikkun, hochi afilu tayra mene novela leka. It's not even makes a tayra here. The takruva savoy de zora metano afilu bioil. When you bring a korban, the shem avoy de zora, that's called a takruva. You bring in a foreign avoy de zora, the din is mamish tomei, even bioil. So Huri didn't do anything here. The Teretz says, no, midi eva menachai. Lebnei noyach shem ochlu vein anerim. Allah is a goy, a bnei noyach is not allowed to eat eva menachai. Eva menachai means calls them on the animal's alive, you're not allowed to pull off a limb. You can't stand pull off meat from a live animal. That's called eva menachai. So here, when you made the shchit on this animal, how kol ponim you made it dead. So since you killed the animal, there's no more iser eva menachai on it, so how kol ponim is nageyat to bnei noyach. So now, therefore, it's called the ksas tikkun, sedech naimi, that's why you chayiv even according to this man yama. Hey, sechabura, nakalkul is potter, where you did absolutely nothing. But here they did a shchita, and this animal, a koponim, it took off the yisr, eva menachai, gave it to a guy, so that's why you are chai. That's why it's called itself tikkun. Right, the Mishnah says, shachatu v'noidu. The Mishnah says, you shechted the korban Pesach, and then afterwards you found out that the Bailam died. So the Mishnah says, you potter. It's on Shabbos. She'er Pesach was Shabbos. You shechted the animal on Shabbos. So that's called mamash and honest. Because b'shas you shechted, you did not have to know the Bailam's going to die. You have a right to neman, the Bailam is still alive. So even though the Bailam died, that now the korban is possum, still your potter. But that's called mamash and onus. Zoti Gemara. Omer afun omer av. Osham shenitek l'riyah. Stam manu alocha. Person has a korban osham. The locha of an osham is you can only bring it if you have Bailam, if you have the owner there. Let's say osham, the owner died, or else let's say the osham, the Bailam lost the korban osham. He lost it, so he got himself another one, and he got a kapur with the second one, and now you find the old one. So what do you do with it right now? So Oshem, the locher is, you can't use it for Korban Oshem now, because the Bailam had a skapor, the Bailam died. So then you're supposed to, nitko l'riya, you're supposed to give it over to pasture it, let it stay in the fields,
until eventually it will become a Baal Mum. The Lacha is a korban when it comes to Baal Mum, then you can be poyder it. Then you'll take money and say the gedusha of the animal should go into the money, and with this money you'll buy new korbanos. But kol zaman it's a tam, you can't do anything with it. So he's Amar Huna. Oshem shenitek the ri. You had this korban oshem, but the Baalim can't use it anymore. You gave it over to the pasture to start pasturing it. Now v'shachot u'stam. If somebody takes it now and shechs it stam, the lacha is kosher oilam. The din is it's a kosher korban oilam. Ayla Kru was a korban oshem until now, and an oshem shnei lishmoy is not a korban oila. So why do you say it's a korban oila here? The Torah says Alma. We see Rav Huna holds ksava loyboy yakira. Hey, that's the din of this korban oshem now. Once the owner of the korban died, or else the owner of the bialim had a kapara brought a different korban oshem. Now what do we do with this korban oshem right now? It can't be brought anymore for korban oshem. The bialim can't use it anymore. So it says din is it's supposed to be brought now for korban oila. Just how do we bring it for korban oila? We're supposed to give it over to the pasture, let it get a baal mum, sell it, and then with the money buy a korban oila. See, old, since this oshim is oimed to be a korban oila, like right now really it has a din korban oila on it. And that's why if you shecht it now, even stam, it's a kosher oila. So you see, you do not need an akira. You don't have to shecht it mamas l'shem a korban oila. If it just shecht it stam by itself, since this oshim now is oimed to be a korban oila, it has a shem oila without an akira. For the Gemara Yehochi, if that's the case, kila nitkanami. Why do you have to give it over to pasture it? To let it go in the valley, to let it go in the fields, to come about mum, even if you didn't get it all over yet. And the Gemara, gzeira liyachan kapara, what lefnei kapara? I'll tell you, it's gzeira. As soon as the Bailam died, as soon as the Bailam got a kapara, if we're going to say you're allowed to shecht it right now, l'shem oila, we're afraid people will shecht it even before the Bailam had his kapara. They'll think every yoshim, I'm allowed to make it into a korban oila. Therefore, Rabbanu made a takona that you're not allowed to do it. Only first, you have to give it over to the pasture, to give it over to the shepherd to take care of it. Let it become a baal mum. Then we say, b'diyevet, if you did it, you made a shechita. It's a kosher shechita. For the Gemara, we're not tamer. How do I know this? You said that's not. We learned. Osham shemeisu balav. A korban osham, but the bailam died. Osham eschapu balav. Or else the bailam had a kapara with a different korban. Like we said, he lost his first osham, so he got himself another one, and now they found the first one. It is alocha yiru ashistovu. Give it over to pasture, let it go in the fields until it becomes ashistovu, until it becomes a balmum. Something happens to it. The yimkor, you sell it. The yiplo damel v'nedava, and the money you bring for nedava to bring korban oila with it. Rabbi Lezer Waime Yomis. Rabbi Lezer Shita is no. Rabbi Lezer Shita always is that a korban oshem has the same alocha like a chatis. By a chatis, there's alocha chamisha chatois alamisa. The gzeras alocha l'mashim esinayin. There's five different types of chatois. You have to kill them. One of them is that Bailam died. Osh neskapu biyacher. So Rabbi Lezer Shita is that an oshem has the same alocha like a korban chatis. Shem Lezer said that a korban oshem, if the bialim died, or else the bialim had a kapara with a different korban, is yomis. He's supposed to kill the animal. There's no eitzah. You have Yeshua Oymen, no, Yimcha, you have to sell it, v'yavi b'damav oylam. And with the money, you can be in korban oylam. So the ik is b'damavin, you see, only with the money, you can be in korban oylam. Avagufalai. But to shecht this animal the way it is right now for korban oylam, that's no good. Why? Why not? The gozul yacha kapara otlofne kapara. Shema min is a riot with rabbanon dekadin that you can't shecht this animal right now l'shem a korban oilam because we're afraid. If we'll tell you that a korban oshim you could shecht for oilam, people will think right away whenever somebody makes a korban oshim, even though he needs it, he didn't have his kapara yet, it's supposed to be for korban oshim, he'll think if I shecht it for oilam, it's kosher. And really it's not true. Kol zaman the owner needs this korban for his oshim, avad it can't be for anything else, it's only a korban oshim. We're only saying the deraisa that once the bialim dies, but once the Baal got his kapara with another carbon, now this carbon is not going to be used anymore for Noshim, so now we'll get to Shem Oila. But the Rabbanim made Xeru, don't use it now for Noila. Also, people used it before. But Lamaisa, really, Mediraisa, as soon as the owner dies, that this carbon is not going to be used anymore for carbon Oshim, right away by itself, without an Akira, without saying the Shem carbon Oila, by itself it becomes a carbon Oila. That's what the Funa holds. But Gemara Eisvei, I have a kasha on you now. There'll be a same kasha by Korban Pesach. We have the same cloud. Rav Eisvei, Rav Chizba, Rav Huna. Rav Chizba, that's kasha not Rav Huna. Says now Mishnah Shochatu. You shechted this Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach that was Shabbos. V'noida shemoshchu bailim es yodim. And later you found out that the bailim like sold his share out of here, so nobody owned this Korban Pesach. So Maisi did an avera. The Mishnah says, what's the locha that you potter? You potter on Shabbos because you're an honest. You're not supposed to think the Bailam sold his share out. The Bailam told you Shech my Korban Pesach, you have a right to think it's a good Korban Pesach. So therefore our Mishnah says on Shabbos you potter. Although in the Braise we learned, Bechil, what's going to be in such a case?